Ramaswamy family bodyguard pleads guilty to fentanyl trafficking after raid finds 132,000 lethal dose equivalents. This article is by Bonnie Lucas for TiffinOhio.net and read by an automated voice. The man who guarded Vivek Ramaswamy's family pleaded guilty Thursday to running fentanyl and methamphetamine through the United States mail. Justin Salisbury, 44, admitted in federal court in Columbus that he took part in a narcotics conspiracy involving bulk shipments of both drugs, WOSU reported, citing the United States Attorney's Office. His wife, 39-year-old Ruthen Rankin, pleaded guilty to drug charges last week. Each pleaded guilty to conspiring to distribute and possess with intent to distribute at least 500 grams of methamphetamine and at least 40 grams of fentanyl. The offense carries a mandatory minimum of 10 years in prison and a maximum sentence of life. Salisbury worked for ARC Protection Group, the private firm that ran security for Ramaswamy, the Republican nominee for Ohio governor. He was on the family's detail until his arrest on December 30, 2025. Rankin taught in the Urbana City Schools. The district removed her from her job after the arrests. The investigation started with a tip. Court documents state that in November 2025, the Logan County Sheriff's Office told the Ohio High-Intensity Drug Trafficking Area Task Force that packages containing drugs were arriving at the couple's Bellefontaine home. Authorities said roughly 260 packages came through the mail between August 2024 and December 2025. Officers watching the house saw the pair collect the packages and stash the drugs in a cooler on the porch for customers to pick up, according to authorities. Salisbury also drove to a post office in Dublin to mail fentanyl and methamphetamine pills to buyers. A search of the home turned up fentanyl and methamphetamine pills, suspected steroid vials, and a dozen guns. The quantities were substantial. Investigators who executed the search warrant on December 30th cataloged approximately 264 grams of blue pills that field tested positive for fentanyl, roughly 938 grams of orange pills that tested positive for methamphetamine, and about 19 grams of triangular orange pills that tested positive for MDMA, along with steroids and other suspected controlled substances, according to court documents described by WSYX. The Drug Enforcement Administration considers 2 milligrams of fentanyl a potentially lethal dose, an amount that fits on the tip of a pencil. Measured against that standard, the 264 grams of fentanyl-positive pills seized from the Bellefontaine house amounts to roughly 132,000 potentially lethal doses, more than the combined populations of Seneca and Sandusky counties. That figure counts the full weight of the pills. Field tests confirm fentanyl is present, not how much of each pill is fentanyl. Rankin told investigators she helped Salisbury sell steroids and Adderall pills, and that her husband started with steroids before moving into other drugs. What the campaign said and what it did. Ramaswamy's campaign has said it had no way to know. Spokesperson Connie Luck said in January that Salisbury had cleared multiple background checks by the security company, the FBI, and the Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation before he was hired, according to the Associated Press. She said the most recent check was conducted by Ohio State University's Wexner Medical Center in September, that Salisbury passed a pre-employment drug test, and that he never failed a random screening. Luck said in January that ARC Protection would be relieved of its responsibilities, and the campaign would move to a new security provider. Campaign finance records tell a more complicated story about the timing. As TiffinOhio.net reported in June, the campaign kept paying ARC Protection Group in the weeks after the arrest, $14,000 in all, including a final $2,000 payment that cleared 4 days after the campaign publicly announced it was cutting ties with the firm. ARC closed on January 21, 2026, one day after that last payment went through. ARC founder Ron Gasboda said in a statement that he was sorry to have disappointed the Ramaswamy family, a candidate running on the drug crisis. The pleas land less than 3 months before Ohioans vote. Ramaswamy faces Democrat Amy Acton on November 3rd in a contest Cook Political Report moved to toss-up in July, the first time the race has carried that rating since 2018. The drugs did not stay in Logan County. Authorities said Salisbury mailed fentanyl and methamphetamine pills to a customer in Middleburg Heights, a Cleveland suburb, and that buyers collected packages from the cooler on the couple's porch.